all of us have this deep desire to be a witness to signs, don't we? We want to see God do things in our life. And preferably, we want to see him really miraculously. Right? We want to see him in such a way that everyone is converted. In a way that finally everyone will know that God is who he says he is. But there's such an underlying trap if that's where we put our hope. Because after all, God is giving us the signs. We just don't see them. Can you imagine the sign that was given to Saul? St. Paul today. He's given one of the most profound signs of God working through St. Stephen. And he stones him. He responds completely oppositely to the wonderful sign that God is giving him. And the same today, right? With these Jews that want to see a sign from Jesus, and Jesus is like, hey, I'm right in front of you. Why do you keep asking for more stuff? If I turn this bread, right? If I turn these rocks into bread for you, you still won't believe because I am the real sign. I'm the reality standing right in front of you. And so today, right, it's always a great reminder for us. God is working signs. He is working in this world. That's his job. It's not ours. Our job is to beg him for the eyes of faith, to see what he's doing. So then we might be able to be encouraged. We might be able to share that with others. We might be able to go out and proclaim all the good work that he's doing. The way that I see this played out kind of most concretely, especially at a place like the hospital, is when people are saddened by things in the world, when they're discouraged because they're not seeing the signs that they want to see. And you know what this sounds like? This sounds like things like, man, I grew up Catholic, right? My parents taught me how to pray. I served at Mass. I sent my kids to Catholic school. Why am I not seeing any of the signs that God is working in my kids' lives? And the response is because you're not willing to see them. It's not about the signs. It's about how much have you turned your heart over to Jesus in faith so that he can save not only your family, your friends, the world, but so that he can save you. And so today we just ask Jesus, Jesus, increase my faith to see all the good works and all the ways that you want to save me.